The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Back now with the Financial Symphony, Ron Stutz along with Rob Davis and Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And if you'd like to get in touch with Creative Financial Partners, make an appointment to come in and have a conversation about your financial situation, here's the number, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar here at the beginning of the year. You know, it's time to reassess and to look at things and to make sure that you're organized, and this is a good show to talk about that, and certainly a good number to call to make sure that you can get on that train is 800-373-9715. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, 800-373-9715. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions. I don't know about you guys, but I've never been too good at, well, I'm okay at setting New Year's resolutions, but never been very good at following up on them.
Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about financial resolutions. I guess you can make financial resolutions as well as you can make one to, you know, eat healthier and lose weight and get in shape and all that kind of thing. Let's just assume that everybody's New Year's resolutions about doing those things aren't going to last very long. And so we'll instead move on to some financial resolutions for the new year. And the first one I wanted to talk about here is you can resolve to stop giving away your retirement savings in the form of hidden fees and expenses. This is something that people do, and they don't even know it.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the sneaky ones where unless you really pop the hood and kind of look at what's inside of your investments, you probably don't know, or if you think you know, you might not know the whole story. And so one of the things that you could make a resolution to do and certainly call that 800 number and come on in and we can help you is popping the hood of the investments and seeing what's underneath there. And I've always said all, you know, fees aren't all bad. A lot of times you get what you pay for, but just make sure you know what you're paying for. Number one. And number two, you know, some of these complex financial products have layers of fees. So it's not just one number. It could be a couple numbers. And, you know, especially annuities can have a couple of layers of fees sometimes. And a lot of times they're for benefits and other add-on things in these annuity contracts and products. And, you know, those aren't all bad either as long as you're going to use them, you know. And so make sure, number one, you know what you're paying. Number two, make sure you don't have fees associated with your investments or accounts for stuff that you're never going to need.
Yeah, the other element to that I would say is I've had so many people over the years that have got 401ks with employers that they no longer work for, and they think, well, that's running for free. And that's just absolutely not the case. So we've been able to get people in a better situation many, many times. By sometimes it's consolidation, sometimes it's just a pivot from one thing to the other, but we have a lot of experience with people thinking they have what they would call a free investment in their 401k or maybe an old 401k, and the truth is that no matter where that money's at, you're likely paying something. You want to make sure that you're getting a value for that something you're paying.
Another resolution you can make at this time of the year, and especially if you're in the red zone, in the year, zone leading up to your retirement, and that's what we talk about so much on this show, is stop taking too much risk. The risk you're taking now might be too much, whereas years ago it might have been just fine.
Yeah, I mean, the difference between where you're at mentally and the kind of volatility that you can handle at age 55, 60, 65, 70. It's just very different than when you're in your 20s and 30s and 40s and you know you have your time to make up. So you just want to measure those things and make absolutely sure that you're aware of where you're at and that you're not taking any undue risk on.
Yeah, you know, in the first of the year is a good time to kind of take out those old statements. And when you're talking about risk, a lot of times, you know, things have kind of been going okay for the last couple of years. So you really don't know how much risk you have in the portfolio or that you have in each individual account. So, you know, first of the year is a good time. You're going to get your end of the year statements. The market's kind of at a high. It's a good time to just take a look at all that and determine if, you know, you have too much risk or don't have enough risk. Come on and sit with us for, you know, an hour or so, and we can go through those different investments and all your stuff and kind of clean it up for you, let you know what you have, how much risk is associated with it. You know, and we can even go back and look and say, hey, if 2008 happens again, and we don't think it's going to, but if something like that happens again, what would all of this stuff have done if you owned it back then? And a lot of times that makes people kind of step back and think, gosh, you know, I have more risk in here than I thought. So that's one of the services that we, you know, that we do. And if you come in for an appointment, we can certainly go over your investments and have the risk talk on each and every one of them.
Here we are at the beginning of a new year, a time for new beginnings. And on today's edition of the Financial Symphony, we're talking with Creative Financial Partners about resolutions, financial resolutions to be exact. We'll get back to those in just a moment, but I wanted to give you the phone number so you can get in touch to come in and talk with Rob Davis or Dan DiVerna or any of the folks at Creative Financial Partners, your financial consultants, about your situation. And that number is 800-373-9715. You don't even have to wait until the end of the show to call that number and get on the calendar, 800-373-9715. You can also go to CFPOhio.com to find out more about the business. And again, that number is 800-373-9715. We're talking about resolutions you can make, not losing weight or eating better or getting more exercise, but resolutions as far as your finances are concerned. And one thing you can do is stop being so disorganized with your finances. Take this opportunity to go ahead and get your ducks in a row.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And it doesn't matter if you're cleaning out your closets in your house or cleaning out your car. But when you decide it's time to kind of take a clean sweep and look at all your financial stuff, the first of the year is a great time to do that. And so, you know, you really want to have an organizational process down. You want to have, you know, your files, whether you keep them paper or online. The first of the year is a great time to go through, make sure everything's in order. And it's also a great time to come in and talk to a professional about what you have, because you know, once you have that stuff organized and you bring it in and we can look at it, that's when the magic kind of starts to happen. And when your financial junk drawer, like Dan likes to call it, is starts to get cleaned out and organized. And that first step of organization is very important, because you can really do a lot of good in a very short period of time, especially with a professional helping you.
One of the things that we've done as we think back, I've been doing this since the late 90s, and one of the, I don't know if I'd want to call it complaints, but one of some of the feedback that we've gotten from clients was just that they get statements from all these places, and they have, you know, a 401k at work, and then they've got their, what they'd call Dan money, and then they have the banks and all this. So one of the things that we invested in recently, we committed to an awful lot of money into a system that's going to really bring all of those things into one clear picture for our clients. So all their bank accounts, their mortgages, their credit cards, their 401ks, their investments with me, all those things can show up in one place. And it's been really, really well received. It's been a great tool for people doing exactly what we're talking about and trying to organize their finances and make sense of everything and be able to look at everything in one place. It's been pretty wonderful.
Well, when people come in to talk to you guys, that's when the magic happens, because you guys are magical yourself. And I say that in all seriousness, because you can help folks get organized and also to take the time to understand exactly what they're invested in.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. I mean, it's big. It's a big part of why, when I think back to now, we're approaching 12 years ago, we started Creative Financial Partners. There was just four of us, and now we've got 20 some advisors and, you know, an awful lot of clients. It's very likely that one of your friends and neighbors is a client of ours, that, because that's just kind of the way it's developed and how it's working. And so this radio program is a great opportunity for us to answer some questions for local people, but also to kind of extend the opportunity to people to give us a call for us to sit down. They can sit down with somebody that they're already working with, friends of theirs. They're already working with neighbors. And so for us to be able to have the opportunity to sit down in a very relaxed setting and get a second opinion sometimes, or maybe you don't even have a financial advisor. Maybe you're looking for somebody for the very first time and you want somebody that you can trust, of course. It's a very tough entry point when it comes to getting to know somebody as a financial advisor. You're talking about the most really the most important things in your world, your family and your money. And so you want to make sure you're very careful as to who you trust with that type of thing.
If you're listening to the show for the first time today, this may seem like a really basic one, but it's one that a lot of people struggle with, and that is actually nailing down a retirement date. I want to kind of include that with the next one on the list, too, the last one on the list. That is getting on the same page with your spouse, financially speaking. Both of you need to be on the same page, decide exactly when you want to retire and what you want to do after you retire, right?
Yeah, you know, those are two really important things. The good thing about working with us or even coming to visit us is we have a process, and it's a very specific process. It's called the Money Map process. And what it does is it encompasses a lot of the things that we're talking about today. So those are your assets, your investments. When you talk about a retirement date, you know, one of the things to nail down a retirement date, even if you're 50 years old and you don't plan on retiring until you're 70, you still need to have a date thrown out there. You still have to know what your target is, what you're working towards. And so, you know, when we're doing all the planning and, you know, the planning is very goals-based, and like I said, it encompasses your investments, your bank accounts, your debt, everything from your home mortgage to your long-term care and your life insurance. When you put all of that stuff together, that's when you and your spouse can have those great discussions, because you're on the same page. You both know what's going on. You both know what you have, and you both know what you're working towards. So, you know, both of those things you mentioned, you know, nailing down the retirement date and getting on the same page as your spouse, it's really as simple as coming in, getting in the system, and, you know, starting a process.
What happens when folks come in for the very first time and they decide to sit down and talk with you about their situation?
Well, it's a very relaxed setting. I mean, if you know us at all, which many people that are listening do, we're just as relaxed as we are on the radio, and we're probably even a little bit more relaxed when we're sitting at our office or at the coffee shop or wherever it is. But generally, people come into our office. They'll be entered in by our front staff people, kind of our first touches with Kathy up there, and we try to make you feel comfortable and make you feel at home. And the process has been very interesting. I mean, growing up in Pemberville, Ohio, it's not the fanciest of folks that we're typically working with. And so we're oftentimes trying to just get a feel for who they are and making sure they're working not just with the right person here, which is very important, but also with the right philosophy. You need to make sure that you're congruent with the person you're working with and that you guys understand each other. So we spend a lot of time just getting to know people. It's actually much different than most people would expect. Much more laid back, much more relaxed, and a lot more talking about the person's hopes and dreams and kind of goals instead of just talking about investments the whole time.
Well, you know, a lot of it is chemistry, and I think that anybody listening to the show out there today can get a good idea of what you guys are like in person when they come in and talk with you. And here's how to make that happen. If you'd like to arrange an appointment, call this number, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can come in to the office wherever you live in northwestern Ohio. Creative Financial Partners is very convenient for you. You can come in and have a conversation. There's no obligation. It's not going to cost you anything at all. And just come in and find out where you are and do an assessment here at the beginning of the year. It's a great time to do that. 800-373-9715 for Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis. And we'll have more coming up on today's show after this quick timeout.
Wherever you go, there I am, following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Fees! Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky hidden fees! Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd. And, of course, Mark and I talk a lot about music. We do that every week on the show, as you know, if you're a regular listener. And today we have some interesting stuff to talk about, the Hall of Fame. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, every year we like to do a tribute to the year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees by seeing what financial planning lessons we can learn from these musicians. I bring up the music. Of course, Mark makes the musical correlations. This week, Mark, let's talk about one of the bands that's being honored, being inducted into the Rock Hall, Journey.
All right.
Their most famous song, no question about it. It's the most downloaded tune in history, really. It's Don't Stop Believin'.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about that one?
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's hard to stomach downturns in the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all get a little jittery and nervous when the market starts to have a correction, you know, but as long as you have time on your side, it's real simple. You just sit, you wait it out. And the worst thing you could ever do, the worst thing you could ever do, is sell after the market's taken a hit. Sell on the bottom. That's the worst time to sell. That is the opposite of what you should be doing.
Yep.
You should be buying low and selling high, not buying high and selling low. So don't stop believing. You know, of course, if you're retiring soon, maybe you shouldn't even have this kind of volatility. You know, I kind of, you know, I'm always doing educational classes, and we're talking about risk versus reward. How much risk are you taking, and what is the return you're getting? And then we talk about, and we've talked about it a million times on this show through the years, Ron, you know, being in that retirement red zone, right?
Yep.
We're in the red zone. You know, how soon are you away from retirement? And the closer you get to retirement is so important to keep the risk down, because the worst thing we want to have happen is the market tank right before you get ready to retire, because that's money lost, because now we're taking this account and we're having to live off of it for 20, 25, 30 years. So the closer you get to retirement, you got to kind of reel in that risk. It's more critical now than ever to have a risk assessment done on your portfolio so that, A, number one, you're getting the kind of returns that you should be getting for the risk you're taking. But B, and more importantly, we're at an all-time high. What if the market has that correction or that downturn? You need to know how significant that may be to your model, to your portfolio, to your money. And, you know, yes, don't stop believing, because long term, one of the greatest wealth creation tools on the planet is stocks, but you've got to have balance here.
Well, there's another Journey song that we can probably learn from here. You know, any way you want it, that's the way you need it, any
that's
way
it.
You want it.
That's yeah, it. That is a good song.
Yeah.
Come on. That's
no,
a good
is.
Song.
I love it.
Whether you're a Journey fan or not, it rocks, right?
Exactly. I think so. And what can we learn from that in the financial world?
Well, there are lots of questions in retirement planning that don't always have a black and white or right or wrong answer. You know, some things sometimes are gray. You know, let me give you some examples.
Right.
Should you pay off your house or shouldn't you?
Maybe.
Well, you know, that's the right answer.
Yeah.
That's the right answer. And the reason why that's the right answer is because for some people, it just might make sense to feel good and have a burden off your shoulders. But if you have a very low interest rate, you know, financially, it may not make that much sense, especially if you've got income coming in of any kind and you want to write that interest off. If you're itemizing, you're getting a benefit by having that mortgage. So you got to kind of look at it. Think about it this way. If many millionaires, or really, I could probably say most, you know, millionaires and billionaires,
mm-hmm.
they leverage their money. They probably have some debt out here somewhere. I mean, you know, Trump had debt, right?
Right.
You know, a billionaire. I mean, they leverage their money. And why do they do it? Because they want to have more operating capital, and they don't want to have it tied up in something that is not appreciating and providing income. So paying off a mortgage or paying off a house, you know, that you're not getting any income from that. But depending upon what kind of mortgage or interest rate you have, it may make sense to leverage that and invest that money. But you know what? It's a personal, unique situation, and that's why you need to have an analysis performed to see what makes sense financially, and then also what makes sense to make you feel good, because I think that's an important factor too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so be good to yourself. Sometimes people don't really enjoy retirement. Matter of fact, it ends up being very stressful. because they're worried about running out of money. Are they going to have enough money? They're worried about health care issues. They're worried about the risk in their account. They're worried about right now, are we growing the money fast enough to be able to maintain our lifestyle? But you know, these are all answers that, you know, can easily be fixed. Easily be fixed. Stress-free, sleep at night, you know, peaceful retirement, and that's what we strive to do for each and every one of our clients. So here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
Did you know that a single violin is made from more than 70 individual pieces of wood? Incredible ingenuity and artistry goes into making an instrument that beautiful. And the same kind of care should be put into your financial plan. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony to learn how to make it happen.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis are your creative financial partners on the show today, your financial consultants. And if you've been thinking about working with a financial advisor, you have come to the right place today. Get to know these guys on today's show, then call up, make an appointment, and come in and sit down face-to-face and talk about your situation. I'm sure you will enjoy the conversation. You'll certainly learn a lot. You're not going to obligate yourself to anything. You may become a client. Then again, you may not, and that's fine, too. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Come into Creative Financial Partners. Sit down and have a relaxing conversation about a relaxing retirement, how you can make that happen. 800-373-9715. One more time, that is 800-373-9715. You know how you're driving in your car and, you know, everybody has some kind of warning lights on their dashboard. Like I was recently on vacation and was driving in the rental car. All of a sudden, this thing popped up and said the air pressure is low on your left front tire. You know, and I'm thinking, oh, no, now I got a good air in that tire. Well, you have things like that to let you know if there's anything wrong. Like if you're leaking oil or low on oil or whatever, there are indicators there on the dashboard to let you know about those things. And there are also indicators in your financial life that might point out that you have a problem that you need to address, much the same way. First of all, if you have no idea what it costs to fund your lifestyle, if you haven't sat down and thought about that in rather precise terms, then that could be a really big red flashing light on your financial dashboard.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that people oftentimes take for granted. We've sometimes seen people as they're moving towards retirement, which happens pretty quick. I mean, we've built up in the United States here, we've built up this idea of retirement and how exciting it is and this target date and all these things, but sometimes we don't really know how it applies. And so I cannot tell you how many times I've had a conference with a spouse and all, you know, one of the two is not on the same page. Like, they really don't understand how much stuff costs. Like, it's very common for one person to kind of run the checkbook, if you will. Mm-hmm. Not that everybody's using checkbooks or checks anymore, because that's not always the case, but I still do. And I'll tell you that there's a lot of people that don't understand or have a handle on how much money's being spent. They just kind of go through life doing it. And there's nothing wrong with that. When you have a spouse that takes care of those things, somebody that you can trust that handles that, that's great. But oftentimes, they haven't crunched the numbers. They haven't done the math. They haven't looked at where those income streams are coming from, how much money is coming from where, how much money they actually spend on things. And so some of these decisions, like, that you might build based upon what you think of your today income, could look very different with your retirement income. It is definitely something that you have to look at before you pull the levers, like Social Securities, pensions, I'm going to quit today. These are decisions that just by having a little bit of time and looking at the numbers, it's going to make you feel a lot better, and I would definitely encourage that.
Another warning sign on your financial dashboard might be that you're focused on attaining a certain net worth or account balance. You know, we've heard so many people say, you know, I want to accumulate $1 million. Well, it's not really all about that. It's more about creating income streams in retirement, right?
Yeah, that is a huge thing that we see. You know, folks think, gosh, I have to have $1 million to retire, or I need $2 million to retire, or whatever number they decide to throw up, and they use that. You know, they use that as a justification of how much they're saving and how long they have to work, but it's really a lot more complicated than that. You know, for example, you know, we do a lot of work with educators, so teachers and administrators and those types of people that have worked in school systems their whole life. And a lot of times those folks come with maybe not a huge account balance, but they come with a really nice pension for the person that was working in the school and potentially even the spouse. So, you know, those are the things you have to kind of balance. It's not all about a big number. It's about income. The number doesn't mean a lot unless you can spend it. And one of the things we can help you with is putting all the pieces together. Dan mentioned Social Security and pensions and all those sorts of things. Even those that don't have a big account number associated with it are still worth a lot when you look at income and retirement. And, you know, our process incorporates all of that. We're not just going to look at you as a number or an account balance and say, you're too big for us, you're not big enough for us. That's not how it works here, and that's not how you should be thinking either. This is more about comprehensive planning, and especially when you get to that retirement red zone that you mentioned, it's income planning, and that's probably the most important thing that we do for folks.
The number to call is 800-373-9715. If you like some of the things that Dan and Rob are talking about on today's show, certainly you can get a better handle on it. They can get more specific when it comes to your situation if you come in and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. One more time, that is 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners. We're talking about a financial dashboard. Just like you're driving in your car, you have a dashboard that has signals that let you know if there's something wrong. A red light will come on, for example, if you're low on oil on your car or whatever. But if your mental image of retirement is based on what your parents had, that could be a big red flag or a big warning signal, because things have certainly changed. They ain't the way they used to be, as they say.
Yeah, times are definitely a-changing. And one of the basic difference is that the responsibility's on your shoulders. It is a very different world out there. You know, I had breakfast with my grandfather here recently. He just turned 93 years old. He's been retired for longer than he worked. And so That sounds pretty scary for many people, but it's the reality of the new norm. It's going to be happening more and more. And so some of those things that you have to think about are, you're going to live likely much longer than your parents did. You probably don't have a pension like your parents do. The cost for your health care has never been more unpredictable than it is right now. You know, we certainly hope that we have a handle on some of these things, but the way it is right now, the cost of health care alone is one of the reasons that people are waiting longer to retire. So you need to know and have a handle on all the variables and know that again, the responsibility is on you. So you need to make sure that your money's working as hard as it can, that you're not taking any undue risk, and that you have a plan in place for when you're going to retire and what that's going to look like.
I'm still thinking about your grandfather being retired longer than he was in the workforce. And that's really scary these days.
Yeah, it's commonplace. I mean, he's still driving the Grand Marquis to meet me for breakfast at least once a week. Oh, it's definitely something I've learned a lot from. I mean, for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
But it's really fun to talk to somebody that's got such experience. And I mean, when you think about what he's seen, and you know, he was in the Marines and he was involved in World War II, and there's a lot of stuff there that guys like him, because of guys like him and guys like my son Drake, who's in the Navy, guys like that gave us, you know, guys that sit behind desks and get to talk to people on the radio, gave us a lot of privileges, and we really, really appreciate that. I know that's not really the point. I'm just kind of sneaking that thank you in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we appreciate everything they do and are still doing and have done in the past. And your grandfather sounds like a remarkable guy. You know, it may be a big warning to you on your financial dashboard if you get really worked up about current events and everybody wants to relax and have a low-key and no-stress retirement. But if you get worked up about day-to-day events in the stock market, et cetera, then that could be a real warning that maybe there's too much risk in your portfolio.
Yeah, you know, if you're riled up every time you turn the TV on about things, you know, that certainly is a warning light. And I'll tell you, it's definitely gotten worse in the last few years, in the last 5 or 10 years, especially with all the media, because it seems like everyone's trying to outdo everyone else, and everyone's vying for everyone else's attention. And, you know, sometimes all these headlines lead you to, you know, be feeling fearful and questioning what you're doing. Especially financially. So if you're getting worked up about news and the things you see on the news, that is a warning sign. And it's not a warning sign in the way you might think it'd be. You might not have to worry about China. You might not have to worry about Greece. What you should be worried about is if you're having those feelings, you probably don't have a plan in place and you don't have yourself allocated correctly to make those things not matter. Because believe it or not, and some people are going to hear this and not believe it, but we have a lot of clients that have followed the advice, that have a plan, and it just frankly does not matter to them. When they turn on the TV and hear all the crazy stuff that's going on, you know, that's something to hear about and learn about, but it is not affecting our clients' retirement incomes in many cases and investments. You know, you mentioned risk. There's a time and a place for risk, and risk is certainly going to give you the volatility that you don't like, but it's also going to give you the growth that you do like. The key is just having it positioned correctly in your portfolio. So it doesn't matter what happens in China or Europe or the U.S. or the election or anything else. You know, to have that stuff positioned so it doesn't affect your lifestyle is what people really want. And that's something we work real hard for our clients here.
And putting together a plan with the financial consultants at Creative Financial Partners can give you that kind of peace of mind. And I want to mention one more thing here on the list, and this is something that nobody likes to talk about, nobody likes to even think about it, is long-term care and especially nursing home expenses. Nobody wants to go in the nursing home, but you know, if you think that all this kind of stuff is just going to take care of itself, that's a really big warning light on your financial dashboard.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that think like that coming in, and we give them the exposure to what it really takes to take care of these ideas. I mean, so many people, I mean, if you're listening to this show, you likely know of somebody that has a situation where they're either having to go to some kind of a long-term care facility, or maybe a spouse is taking care of them, but you don't know how long that can last, or other family members, or these situations are happening all the time. It's one of the biggest pitfalls, the biggest things that can take your kind of this train off the tracks. And so even if you have a large nest egg, nobody wants to see all of that money going to pay the government or pay a long-term care facility or these things. So there's a lot of different nuances to this. The days of just writing a check and thinking that that is something you don't have to worry about anymore are really going away, because if you bought regular long-term care insurance and you just die, all that money that you spent it just goes away. It's just like your car insurance. And so these are things that we educate people on all the time. There's different types of life insurance now. We're using it way more. I mean, we're using it with 50 and 60 and 70-year-olds on a daily basis because it has some functions that are multi-purpose, accumulating cash, tax-free potential growth, also some long-term care provisions. And oh, by the way, it's still traditional life insurance in the sense that there's a death benefit that's tax-free if it's done correctly. So these are things that we talk about all the time. And I'll tell you, if you're just hearing about any of these ideas for the first time, or you just would like to know more about it, take the time. The hardest thing that you're going to do is pick up the phone and make the call. Once you do that, it gets much easier. It becomes a little bit more personal, and you'll get to know us, and you'll realize that we really are looking at a client-first relationship, and that's the way we've built Creative Financial Partners, and it's why we've experienced the success with our clients that we have, and it's why we're going to continue to. So if you'd like to get that call, that second opinion, that question, boy, he mentioned something that I'd really like to hear more about, give us a call right now. It's a very relaxing atmosphere once you make that call. I know that call is tough to make, but go ahead and make the call.
Don't procrastinate. Call this number right now, 800-373-9715. Make it happen, 800-373-9715. You know the old saying, what you see is what you get? Well, on our radio show, what you hear is what you get. These guys are exactly the same as they are, maybe even more relaxed, as they said earlier in the show, when you come in for an appointment and sit down face-to-face and just have a nice, pleasant conversation. Maybe if you're working with a financial advisor, you might want a second opinion. Maybe you don't have an advisor. Call this number either way, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Get an appointment with Creative Financial Partners right away. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis. And there's more coming up on the Financial Symphony.
Timing is everything, in music as well as in life. Having the right tempo and rhythm helps all the musicians and the conductor lock into place and ensures a smooth and steady performance. The same can be said for your financial future, where timing is everything. Having the right person to guide you through your financial concerto can make all the difference. Timing and tempo in life, in music, and in retirement is everything. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners, and glad to have you on the show today. We want to give you the opportunity, every opportunity we can, to get to know these guys at Creative Financial Partners as well as you possibly can. All wonderful consultants, all wonderful guys. And let me just ask you a question having to do with music. You know, I love to talk about music. What was your favorite song, or maybe favorite couple of songs, from your teenage years, if you can remember back that far?
I'll start with this one, Ron. I remember, you know, more than the songs, I remember the groups. And it was, you know, in the 90s when I was, you know, teenage years. Mm-hmm. And those were like Oasis and Green Day and Foo Fighters and those types of groups. And I remember those groups because I grew up in a small town called St. Henry, Ohio, a couple hours away from where everyone is now. But there was nothing to do as teenagers. So what we would do is we'd get together and we'd put our CDs. We'd all have our CD magazines with all of our CDs in there. And we would drive around the country and listen to CDs for hours at a time and just burn up gas and have a good time in our cars. And like I said, everybody brought like their CD cases, and we'd listen to Oasis and drive around. How exciting does that sound?
That sounds like a lot of fun. Actually, even now, you know, I'd like to do that. I never have particularly liked Oasis because one of those guys said, "We're better than the Beatles." And I thought, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's a reach.
What in the world?
That's reaching is right.
Well, how about you?
That's funny. Well, I definitely had a little different pace. And when I hear this question, I just want to say the first thing that pops out, whether it's embarrassing or not. And I'll tell you that I was a huge fan of Vanilla Ice.
Oh, really?
And Ice Ice Baby. And so I just thought that that was – this was MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice and some of that other stuff, but Vanilla Ice would definitely be the first one that popped in my head as far as things I like. Now, there wasn't a lot of range, nor did he have a lot of songs, but that was the first one that kind of came to my head when you said that.
Word to your mother.
Absolutely. Word to my mother.
Well, I'm really proud of you for admitting that because
– it's a tough one.
There's some people out there who probably, you know, might laugh at that a little bit. You know, that guy's on TV these days with some kind of a home improvement show.
Oh, he's all over the place. Yeah, he's still he's reinventing himself as we speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
A role model for everybody. And
there you go.
Ice baby. Well, getting to know you. That's our getting to know you segment today with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis, Creative Financial Partners. And there's more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's Request Line.
We have a lot of great questions that come in to thefinancialsymphony.com. Here's a question today, Mark, from Mike. And Mike says, we have about $100,000 that we want to put toward college for the grandkids. They range in age from newborn to 14 years old. How do you think we should invest this money?
So we get this question quite often, and we meet people that are in a similar situation. And, you know, of course, depending upon where you live at, there might be some 529 plans that you can invest in that are designed to be used specifically for college for, you know, for kids or for grandkids or what have you. You know, but the thing about what I've noticed is that some of those plans are very restrictive, which means if let's say that grandson or granddaughter gets a
scholarship.
Yeah. And, you know, and you don't have anybody else to transfer that money to, it could be a situation where that money then is taxable, has extra taxes, and it's not worth it in some cases. So a lot of times what we've done is we've set up different types of accounts for our clients. Some that are long-term investing strategies, especially when you mention newborn to 14 years.
Really?
So a 14-year-old has a shorter, what we call, time horizon. They're going to need their money quicker. So we set that up to where, you know, it's going to be invested for 3 or 4 years. That's going to have a different investment philosophy versus a newborn, which might have 17 years worth of investing. So there's actually a plan that needs to be put together. But the main thing is a couple things you need to take in consideration. The money needs to be liquid where you can get to it, especially for 3 to 4 years from now. And we also need to take a look at it and say, okay, where are we going to get the most potential growth? Now, some folks are like, Mark, I'm looking for guaranteed interest. Is there anything you can help me with guaranteed interest? Well, Grandpa and Grandma, if we put the money in your name and you're over 59 and a half, yes, we may be able to put some things with some guaranteed interest, knowing that our time horizon is X amount of years, that we can put it away and say, okay, we draw it out at the end of that term. So there's different kinds of investing strategies that we could use, ranging anywhere from risk to safe, or a combination in between. Bottom line is the only way to really know where your situation is, not we can look at your time horizon, but we also need to look at your risk tolerance. And we've got this cool software that allows us to ask you some questions, and we literally can get a risk score for you. That is your personal risk score. Your personal risk score. And we know how much volatility you can probably take in your mind before we start to get nervous and panic. And we don't want that to happen. So because we know what that figure is and what that risk score is, we can design a strategy that matches that risk score. And that is so cool to be able to solve problems that way and help our clients. But you know what you got to do first? You got to act. You got to take the time and make a phone call. And so here's what we're going to do for you. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DeBerna and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners, the financial consultants who are on the radio every week with all kinds of good advice. It has to be generic advice, though, advice of a general nature without getting specific, because they don't know about your situation. So come in and get to know them. Have them get to know you. The way to make that happen is by calling this number, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. That is your Financial Symphony number. Of course, toll free from wherever you're calling, 800-373-9715. Time to go to the request line today with Rob Davis and Dan DeBerna here to answer the questions. We have a question first from Jack in Toledo. And Jack says, we had kids a bit later in life than most people, so we'll be retiring before we're actually finished paying for college. At least that's been my plan all along. Do you think I should just keep working until we're finished paying for school?
Yeah, you know, that's a question, and that comes from a lot of people and in different variations. You know, we just had a guy in here that, you know, is paying for college, paying for some college debt, and he's not, it's not that he had kids older in life, it's that he wants to retire early. But the point of it all is that without knowing what else you have going on in your financial life, that's a real hard question to answer, because it would be a lot easier for you and for us to answer that question if you went through the process and if we had all the information in front of us, because we take things into account, like how much college costs, how many kids you have, what's your salary, what's your potential retirement income. You know, do you have a pension or Social Security or anything else that's potentially coming in that could help offset those expenses in the first couple years? So, you know, I hate to say I don't know, but I'm going to have to say I don't know on this one, because that's a question that can certainly be answered. We've certainly helped a lot of people with that question and questions like that. But in order to help you better, we will have to, you know, we will have to talk, get a little deeper, and, you know, start mapping out everything from college to retirement to everything else that goes along with where you're at in life. Good news is we've done it a bunch. We do it every day, and we'd love to help you with it.
Yeah, when we look at these types of situations for people, it's always, when it's them, it's the big deal, and it's likely the only time they even have to discuss this type of a thing. The neat thing with us is this is what we do every single day. So I always draw the parallel to the mechanics, or I have a lot of plumbers and pipe fitters that I work with, or my dad was a welder. And so, you know, if you were talking to me about the one time I was welding, which wasn't very pretty, which is why one of the reasons I'm not a welder. But if you were talking about that, it'd be very foreign to me. If you're talking about this, which I do 60 plus hours a week every week for the last, you know, since the 90s, it's a very comfortable conversation. So we can easily, even though we can't answer that question exactly, Jack, we can tell you with absolute certainty that if you're willing to make that call, take the time to call us and to sit down with us for a few minutes, we can kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and make a true plan as to how you can accomplish what you're trying to do here.
Exactly what I was talking about a moment ago, how your answers on the radio show have to be rather generic because you don't know the specifics. But, you know, that's why folks need to make that phone call and come in and have a conversation face to face. Got another question here from Kim in Bowling Green. And Kim says, settle the debate for me. I've always understood that if you have an annuity, there's nothing left in it after you die. But I have a friend who says that is not the case. Who's right?
Well, Kim, you'd have to give us some exposure to that specific annuity. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of these annuities out here, and they all have different rules. And so, you know, I've had people call in and say, hey, you know, I hear you're a fan of annuities. And then others say, well, I hear you don't like annuities. And the truth is that there's hundreds, if not thousands, of annuities, and we use very, very few of them. That doesn't mean they're all good, nor they're all bad. There's just very specific reasons you would use them for very specific people. So because you bought an annuity, it doesn't mean you got ripped off. And also because you have an annuity, it doesn't mean it's the best thing ever. But what you need to know is there's different rules. And what you need to know is you need to know the rules. And just like the fees thing that we talked about earlier, you really want to have an understanding of the things you're doing. So you want to understand the stipulations and the rules. There are many, many annuities, less now than there used to be, that when you died, the money was absorbed back by the insurance company. And I don't know that I have any clients that own those types of annuities, because if I was the son and the money was supposed to be coming to my family, how would that make me feel? And how would my client feel, or how would I feel if I knew my money, instead of it going to my family, was going to go to the government or going to go to some insurance company? It'd be pretty disappointing. So I'll tell you, Kim, I'm not saying there are none of those out there anymore, but there's fewer and fewer than there used to be.
And the, you know, the thing I'll mention real quick is annuity, you know, the bad thing, one of the bad things about annuities is they can be quite complex. You know, and I guess that can also be one of the good things about them too, because we have a huge variety of potential financial products, annuities being one of them. The good thing is you don't have to make an annuity decision based on what your friend or brother or family member thinks. We can custom design a plan that fits you. You know, we have some clients that say, I don't really care if there's that much left for my accounts. My first priority is income for me. And then we have clients that say, gosh, I want to make my kids and grandkids millionaires when I die. And neither one of those answers is right or wrong. They're both right, because, you know, depending on what your goals are, you could essentially, given the right advice and the right financial products, you could really achieve whatever you want to achieve. So don't shy away from doing something based on what it's called, whether it's a mutual fund or an annuity or a stock or a bond. Focus on the plan first, which is where we come in, and then we can fill all the details in later with what's the best way to get there and how can we get there most effectively and least expensively in all those things.
So many different things to talk about and so many financial tools to use in putting together your plan, and that's here on the radio show. It's hard to get to all those, but that's why you need to make the call and come in to have a conversation. 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners. You can come in and sit down at Creative Financial Partners' office and talk with Rob or Dan or any of the other Creative Financial Partners and get your situation in order. That number is 800-373-9715. We appreciate the questions today from Kim and also Jack. And let's go to White House now. David has a question. David said, I've been exploring several different investments for the last few months, and I've gathered as much information as I possibly can about each of them, but now I have so much information swimming around in my head that I just can't make a decision about any of them. How do I get my thoughts organized on this?
Yeah, David, that's a tough one, because one of the best things about living in 2017 now, you know, is the internet and being able to access so much information. The problem is what you're finding out now is there's so much information. It can be real hard to organize and compare. And the other thing that I always remind folks of is, you know, be careful where you're getting the information from that you're using, because there's a lot of companies out there that are pushing products or trying to sell you things, and they do a real good job of putting stuff online that makes their stuff look great and everyone else's stuff look bad or whatever it may be. So it's an important decision to you, obviously, if you're taking the time to do some research and be thoughtful about it and gather information. And I'll tell you, that's probably a good thing to do. You know, if you want some advice on kind of what you found, or if you're out there trying to search for more information and you just want a source that you can talk to and bounce some ideas off of, that's one thing that we'd be happy to do for you, is just, you know, bring the stuff in, let us know what's on your mind, and we can give you an opinion one way or the other, or potentially give you some ideas for things you haven't thought of yet that might meet your goals too. So certainly give us a call, come on in, and we'd be happy to talk through that stuff with you.
Yeah, David, there's certainly no shortage of information, and it's probably one of the biggest things that causes people to have that deer in the headlights kind of look. They have Googled things and you see 8 good things and 2 bad and 9 bad things and 1 good and all these different things. And there's all these different people with all of these different opinions. And the truth is that it can be extremely overwhelming. It's why most of the people that retire effectively are retiring with a financial advisor, because there's just so much stuff to sort through. And even some of my clients, I think of Roy, who is one of my longtime favorites, and Roy had hired me, and this was later in his life, and he had managed his own assets his whole life, and he had done things very, very well. He was very aggressive, actually, stylistically, considering his age, and he introduced me to Rita, which was his wife, and he said, hey, just trust Dan. And Roy, it was very mature of Roy, I guess I would say, that he knew that he wasn't all he used to be, and he really didn't have the attention to detail, and he didn't have the ability to manage things the way he had always managed them. And so he brought me into the equation, not just for me to help him, but also for me to help Rita when he was gone. And Roy has since passed away, and I've worked with Rita for now over 10 years, and she's fantastic, and we've built that relationship. But at the beginning, I know for a fact that Roy was looking at lots of different people and lots of different places and trying to make this educated decision. It was really tough. And what we found that most people don't have an understanding on 3 basic things. They don't understand how much they're paying in fees and commissions. They don't understand the unnecessary risk that they're taking with their nest egg. And they don't understand the tax implications of their retirement plan and savings. And so what we do, we have many listeners that listen to the radio show. This process, eventually many of them become clients and others don't. This process isn't designed to turn every listener into a client. It's really an extension of the education that we try to offer on the show. We don't try to give you specific advice to your specific situation, just because we can't really do that without getting to know you better. So this is an opportunity for you to get some answers to questions, some specific questions that pertain to you specifically. And we would love to have the opportunity to answer those questions. We would like to offer you right now, if you call in the next few minutes, we will reach back out to you, or we'll schedule a time for you to come in, meet the team. We'll love to answer those questions. There's no obligation, but we just tell you that absolutely positively, we'd love to answer some of the things that have been out there troubling you, or maybe you have a financial advisor that you don't feel like you're on the same page, or maybe just like a second opinion makes sense. Wherever that is, pick up the phone and give us a call right now.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. The hardest part is going ahead and making that phone call. After that, it gets a lot easier. You can come in and talk specifics about your situation, have a relaxing conversation. There's no obligation whatsoever. It's not going to cost you a penny to come in and explore the situation with Creative Financial Partners. Again, that number is 800-373-9715. Go ahead and call right now, 800-373-9715. This is Ron Stutz with Dan DiVerna and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. And guys, I just want to say it's been fun being on the show with you today, and I feel like you're going to get a lot of phone calls from folks out there who've been putting it off, and they're going to finally get around to it today here in the new year.
Always good to be with you.
Thanks, Ron.
Join us again next time for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.